Welcome back to the Noontime Artist Spotlight. I'm your host, Glenn Irons, and my guest this noon is Liam Amethyst? Liam, is that right?
Yes, I had a bland, homogenized American name once, but I rejected it while I was exploring my Celtic heritage and embraced a name much more suited to my true inner self.
You are aware that while certainly Gaelic in origin, Liam is traditionally a male name.
I said Celtic, not Gaelic. Don't be ignorant.
All right then. Liam, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I spent 2 years in college majoring in women's studies, but I found it patriarchal and stifling. Plus, my parents threatened to cut me off if I didn't pick a real major. So I decided to travel the world. I wanted to go to one of those places that aren't America, where the elite white males hadn't had a chance to ruin everything yet, to try and find my inner self.
I see. So where did you go?
I spent some time in Kenya, but that wasn't the kind of atmosphere I was looking for. I didn't feel connected no matter how many condoms I put onto bananas.
Oh, to spread AIDS prevention awareness. That's a very great cause over there.
Oh, is that why we were doing that? Anyways, eventually I found myself in Erie, which is exactly where Mother Gaia intended for me to be.
And how did that work out for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I roamed the Irish countryside, exploring the hills and dales, especially the dales, collecting folk songs and old metal boxes that used to have tea in them. They call them tea tins. Isn't that quaint? I really just wanted to get back to my roots, to a simpler, idyllic time, before we were bombarded with TV, iPods, cell phones, and of course, the internet.
And that's what brought you back here with this new song.
That's right, I wanted this new project to reach an audience that will truly appreciate it, which is why I'm putting it on the internet. We're hoping to reach anyone from the lonely llama farmer in Peru to the poor exploited worker in China. I think you did a piece on that recently.
Oh yes, our This American Tragedy segment. For poor little Zhi Chen, there would be no second bowl of rice. We won several awards for that.
I'd like to play for you now a Gaelic song that's evolved through the organic process of the oral tradition, passed down from mother to daughter for generations. It has never been written down, and this is the first time the song has ever been recorded.
Oh, would you?
This song is called The Weeping of Sweet Lass Oldsmobile.
Really? Oldsmobile?
That's what it says.
So, to be clear, this song has never been recorded before. Nobody's ever written down the lyrics. It's just been handed down for generations. Aren't you worried something might get lost in the translation, like some kind of long-form game of telephone?
This isn't a game, and the sisters who came before me didn't know what a telephone is. I have faith in them, and I'm sure these lyrics are the same ones performed amidst the flocks of sheep in Irish fishing villages all those centuries ago.
Well, I was walking Oreo the hill, I heard a wail, 'twas mighty shrill, a weeping made by the twin pine small, heard her sob, I saw her blow, a fiddler crab, an orc was she, and mourned by the briny sea, her love was bred, and she was grieved, she wept beneath the pillow steve. Fiddledy diddledy diddle, diddledy diddle, ATMP, dairy, airy, air, 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 his watch unmarried, and leech kite, the sprockets were as black as bleu, her life was carried, his bones, and all she has are cornflake stones. Raisin feasted upon his thighs, despite her bleeding in her pies. She churned and spackled and mourned some more. Her boat had sunk where once it soared. Baldy, baldy yogurt, aerospace degree, post-it note, umbrella, sailor's life for me.
So interesting to hear traditional music, but I notice you mumbled a word at the beginning.
Well, a few words have been lost to time, but we're pretty sure this is close.
That's quite the flute solo at the end there.
I know. That's our flautist, Siobhan. She is such a prima donna. We had to talk her down from her original demand of 6 minutes. But she really is the best in the business, and I've worked hard to have an all-female band, you know, for the sisterhood.
Speaking of which, we've been very fortunate in having female vocalists on lately. Last noon, we spoke with Tamsin Goatsbody.
That atonal quim is ruining the folk genre.